Hi, everybody. Well, today is our CBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. Day today is April 5th, 2017. And as usual, we clear the date to get the energies off of you for today's date of the day and or from past years. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good to me. And now let's go forward and energize the light beams on your monitor screens, or TV set, monitor, etc. So 1, here we go, 2, 3, so I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have something going on today, a situation, maybe problems happening, we'll release that energy from your one thought as you think of this. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so we'll bring our co-host on. Tonight is Michelle. So are you all ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I'm all ready. And hello, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday night Creation Lightship Show. And we have some good things coming up soon. So April 15th, we have a Spirit in the Box call. It's going to be very cool. And then at the end of the month, Ron has a conference also coming up. I believe those dates are April 29th. I think that's one of the dates. I just had it, and then I got off of that email, but I'll find it again. Oh, here it is. April 28th, 29th, and 30th, and that's in San Mateo. So if anyone wants to go, it's a great time. You get to hang out with Ron. You get to ask him some questions that you've always wanted to ask him, because we'll be at the booth the whole time. And you get to do the light chamber, which is really great. It cleans off your whole auric field. It, you can ask for specifically what you want to be healed by the light being. They will be right there with you, and it definitely works because we see people coming out. They look so much brighter, and then they kind of wander off, and then they usually end up coming back. It always works really great. I like doing it myself. So hopefully we'll see some of you guys come and visit us. That would be great. So let's see. Ron, did you want to talk about, we've talked quite a bit about the spirits and the healing box, but I had just a few more questions. So now if we want, we can say, oh, this person passed away, so they're deceased, but maybe they were close to us and we feel that they could really benefit from this clearing. So we can pay $50 for deceased people. And now they haven't had their emotional whole life clearing when they were alive. Possibly they have had it now that they've passed on. But my question is, for the people that are living, but maybe we have a friend and they're living, and we want them to do the spirit in the box clearing because maybe we just feel that they could benefit from it. But, okay, so let's say that they have had their emotional whole life clearing, but they still don't quite know about this. If they are not on the call, should we even bother having them do it?
Well, if they have their emotional clearing, that's what you need to really have your spirit come into your body. So mainly, I'll say at least 80%, maybe to 90% of the reason why your spirit leaves you. You know, unless you're in chronic pain. So we'll just forget about the pain. So the reason why it has left you in the past and has probably got abducted is because you're out on timelines and you're dealing with emotions. So I would say if you were to do, just say that you have somebody that you know that you want to really help out, then you can do your whole lifetime emotional clearing for them. Help them even without you telling them, and you can also, you know, pay for them this, you know, on the 15th, we'll say, that's coming up, and you can get on the call with their name, just put it in as a separate person buying the call with their name on it. And then at that point, we can retrieve their spirit energy, and that will help them out when they become peaceful to go to the new earth. That spirit that is in the timelines, not in the now, may not benefit too much. But if they get into peace, maybe be creative, then they will have more of their spirit with them. But you're actually saving their spirit from the darkness. That's what we're looking at here. But, saying it a different way, if you do not do an emotional clearing for them, and you're still saving their spirit, they will be on the new earth, but they may not be able to take advantage of that because they're full of densities. Oh, back to you.
You mean they won't be able to take advantage of it because they're full of densities while they're still here on the planet, on this planet now?
Well, the spirit may not enter their body because they're not cleaned out to have it come in. But the spirit will be saved. And we're talking about body and spirit here when you're on timelines. But, and they may not ever go to the new earth because they're full of, darkness. It's like everybody else is here. So, but you are saving their spirit. You're helping their spirit to get the heck out of here.
Okay, so if...
I'll keep going. People have asked, Ron, if we do this clearing here on the 15th, spirit in the box, do I still need to do my spirit barcode? Definitely, you still have to do that. Nothing supersedes or surpasses that, because if you could take, if for some reason ascension was, we'll just say, a second ago, and they put you into the dark side universe, that's going to save you. So even though you're on the new earth, it's what's in your body that gets taken away. So that will save your spirit from being abducted on the timeline. But like I've mentioned before, all of the life that you have ever lived, your spirit's on timeline still living this. That's probably why you have recall when you see different films on TV or, DVDs, whatever, and you go, man, I think I've been at that location, or I remember that, or, geez, this person is being tortured or whatever, being put on the stretcher, and I remember that. Well, you remember it because you're on that timeline. Well, timelines throughout, all of your times of being here, all of your incarnations, they're still being used, taking away your energy, and your spirit is, in a sense, being used to facilitate that, to give energy to that life form. Back to you.
Okay, so I have somebody that, and let's say I want them to possibly do this, and I have done their emotional whole life clearing, but they don't quite get all this. Is it okay if they are not on the call, though? It's okay to just have their name, but I will be on the call?
It wouldn't matter if you're on the call or not. You just pay for them, and they're on the call regardless.
Okay. All right, we're good. But otherwise, for most of the people that do listen, you want them to be present on the call, so no absentee?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. All righty. Well, I want to dig into the emails because we actually have quite a few in here. So the first one was from a few days ago. It says the listener was at a cash register for Paypal beer that they wanted to purchase, and the cashier asked for their ID. They are 65 years old, and the cashier said there are cameras all over and she needs to see ID. So the listener left without purchasing. Wow, those laws are getting harsh.
Yeah, I was in a store tonight, and this lady behind the counter, who possibly looked like, I would say she's probably maybe 40. It's hard to tell women's ages, but I'll just say 40. And she knew the person that wanted to buy cigarettes, but she had a card person, which is probably her age, to see if she needed cigarettes, okay, to check her age. But here she is with her son that's probably 16 or 17, okay, next to her, and she's asking how he's doing and stuff, but she still had a card to the lady. You know, I'm sure the lady didn't have her son when she was 2 or 3 years of age, you know what I mean, or 4 or 5, right? And she knows the lady, but she still had to ask for ID. Maybe she had to enter it into the cash register. I don't know. But she had a cat a carter buy cigarettes. That was really strange because she was talking to her, asked her how her son was. And the son's standing there, and he looks like he's, 16, 17 years of age. Oh, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say either. I've never had the card or anything like that, and I have been carded up until recently, and I'm nowhere near 21, so I guess they are pretty strict about it. I guess it depends on the state and who your boss is, probably. Not quite sure on the criteria about that, but that was the listener's experience that she had, that the person was adamant about carding. So, they probably were just following what they were told. And it's interesting. It's almost like a certain level of fear. You were told to do this, and that is all there is to it. There's no ability to think like, well, come on, this person is clearly over 21 years old. Just let them buy whatever they want. But maybe they're just following the program. That's just the program. So, all right. Well, let's see here. Okay. Every now and then we bring it up, but in case there are any newbies, I just wanted to mention that one of the most important things that Spahn does is he does these weekly calls. So almost every day of the week, there is some sort of a conference call. And they're listed on the front webpage on the very top. It says special weekly clearing. And they're only $20 each. But if you also want to do the 8-hour healing call for 3 Sundays, and then the 4-hour monthly ascension preparation call, which is on a Saturday before the 3 Sundays start, you can get all of those calls together, like in a package. So it'll cover you for the entire month. So it's really good to, I would say, at least do it for 1 month and see how you feel. It's really very beneficial. And then you can carry on if you want. And if you just click on any one of the yellow, it's written yellow, it'll take you to a page where it'll tell you the different prices and stuff like that. So basically on Tuesday, he does clothing removal. And how he does that is he says another one of your choice. And then you think or you say out loud, probably like a body part that's aching. Say like, oh, my right knee. Because that body part is most likely corded to somebody or from your thought to a person or from another person to you or to an event or something that occurred in your life. And then you keep saying this over and over again, the light beams will and round will actually remove cords, and then all of a sudden the pain starts to dissipate and disappear. So that's that call. And then Wednesday night, he does water activation and also some healings before he does the water activation. And then on Thursday night, he does clone body removal. And Ron, do you want to explain that real quick? Because you're probably better at it.
Yeah, so that's the replica call. So what happens is you have a physical condition going on, and you have clone replicas that have that condition. So as we do this call, we start releasing from you these replicas that are on timelines with your condition, and if you happen to get rid of most or all of these timelines, you will start feeling better. That's what that call is about. And a lot of people have had great success because all of a sudden what they were dealing with, maybe it took two calls, two calls that would be on Thursdays. But regardless, we start getting rid of those timelines. If you want to be off the timelines, with an owie. And if you have this owie and they're on all these timelines, you're going to have a hard time getting well here because that's copy and pasted onto you. So you get rid of the timelines, and lo and behold, maybe 90% of your pain goes away and you start to heal. Otherwise, you're probably going to be 100% in pain or longer than you would expect. And if you can kind of remember when you were younger, not being on so many timelines, you would tend to heal a lot quicker than you do when you're older. So why is that? Well, you're probably on many, many timelines with a similar situation or similar location, and it's hard to get healing when you're on all these vast timelines. Well, that's kind of what it's about. And so that's why we do that call. And then we make you real naturally in all the calls that we have. I try to do that maybe 3 or 4 times during the call. So all of a sudden, you know, you're always bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know, because you're real all the time. And when you're real, they don't really want you either. So back to you, because then you're living more in the moment.
Yes, and when you're more in the moment and you're at peace, you're kind of boring to the aliens because they want somebody who's more drama and emotion-filled. So that makes your life a little easier. And the clone body also works the same way. So Ron will say a part of your choosing or one of your choosing, and then you think or you say out loud about a body part that it maybe is in pain or aches, and that is the clone body that will be removed from that part of your body. And eventually the pain goes away again because it's just another method to basically put your body back to the perfection that you were born with. Okay, and then Friday night, Ron does the entity removal call, and again, he will say one of your choice, and you think about a part because often when you're courted and when you have a clone body part, you will feel pain in a certain area, and then entities will go in that area of your body because they're living off of your pain and your spirit's not there to protect you. So in all those ways, if you have any type of body pain, it's usually, you know, a combination of these types of things. And, wow, it totally works. It can really, really help you feel great. And I know because seriously, firsthand, I was not doing so good, and then I started doing a lot of stuff working with Ron, and I feel like I'm 16, so there you go. That's my testimonial. I'm sticking with it.
Oh, so let's do some kind of clearing for people. So let's see here. There might be a time in your life when you hit a certain age. And we'll just say it's the age of, I'll just pick 30. And so you're living your life, and you already went through maybe turning 21, or maybe it was 16 to get a driver's license, but you're kind of creeping up to that or can't wait to get to that age so you can get your driver's license. Or maybe, you know, you want to go to bars and drinks, so you can't wait to become 21 to go out to celebrate your 21st birthday. But then after that, typically, you start getting older, and you go, uh-oh, I'm turning 30. Or maybe it's a different age for you, okay? And so now all of a sudden, you're 29, and you're 29 and a half. Now you think you're getting older, and you think you're falling apart, and you're trying to put the brakes on the conveyor belt so that you don't age to hit 30. And then lo and behold, naturally, as time moves on, days tick by, now you're 30. You wake up, and that day is your birthday being 30, and you maybe feel awful because of your thoughts of being 30, being old, okay? Oh, pick that date. Everybody probably has one. So that wonderful year that you didn't want to enter into. Uncharted territory. So here we go. I'm going to release the energy from you on that date. So here we go. Well, this is kind of like youthing because this is like put a block on you. And now you've turned from maybe being younger to being older. So here we go, releasing that from you. Think of that time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. I'll go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. And so you may feel better now about your age. And you don't have that big backpack on because naturally as you go out and as you get older, start seeing these people that are maybe your age, and they don't look too functional. And so maybe you're seeing people, maybe you're 50 now and you see people who are probably 60, 65, and maybe they have walkers and they have canes and they're bent over and their hair's changing color. And you go, man, they'll look forward to this. Well, you don't have to. So anyway, all you do is do some clearings to feel better. But anyway, hopefully this has done it. Maybe there's one more year that's bothering you. Maybe you had two of these. Maybe you are turning 50, or you had all these regrets when you're 50. Maybe you're turning 70. Who knows? So here we go. Let's do it again. So pick that other date, more recent one to you maybe, that panics you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. And this could be in your future. You may have set yourself up in 50 thinking how you're going to look when you're 60, okay? So this can go into your future. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And now I'll do another one of these. Some people, maybe their parents lived to be 90. And maybe they're 50 now. They go, well, parents lived to be 90, and I got 40 more years to go. No problem. Not to worry much, okay? And now you have a person who's maybe they're turning 50, and their parents died at 55. And then now you're going, uh-oh, I got 5 years to live because this is in my genetics. And my family has a history of dying, kicking the bucket at 55. And, gee, I'm starting to think that my body's decaying, just, giving you a death warrant, You're putting your own death barcodes on you. So let's clear that off of you. Even get you guys looking better when you wake up in the morning tomorrow. Well, here we go. Maybe all your worry lines on your face will leave. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. Let's be helping somebody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. And if you need to know how many death barcodes you have, you can email me. And let me know how many you have had in the past if you contacted me. Then you can go back in, and do some more death barcodes in case you feel something creepy on you. So anyway, turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Okay, that was a good journey. Thank you, Ron. I know people have those feeling. Oh, so that's good. Hopefully that's all done now and we can relax about our age. So, you know, if you're going to live longer, you're going to have a good retirement. So you're going to have to feel good so you can make money or work or do whatever you want to do. Maybe go party or something, like a permanent vacation. Okay, so our next question is, I'm just going to read it. It says, a friend who was a Navy pilot during World War II recently died. If he was in the future with the time-traveling soldiers, could I, who did enlistment, still see him? At what point would he and the rest of those battling soldiers be released from that future timeline?
Okay. I guess the first question is, he was in World War II as a pilot, so he very possibly is enlisted. So you could, if you're already a time traveling soldier, and you requested to do that, then you could request that you see this person since you know their name. You'll probably see them naturally, you know, at the young age between maybe, we'll just say 20 to 30. Okay, even though you may have known them here, you know, at an older age when they just died, okay, since you know that they died. But you will join them at their younger age. And that's really interesting. I've had people say, wow, I've actually am in a unit with my three generations. I mean, it was my father and my grandfather and his grandfather, and we're all together, and I'm older naturally, but they're all in their 20s. I can see some of their mannerisms and how I got some of these traits that I normally do, you know, because I'm watching them and they're having these traits. Oh, anyway, yeah. So you could be with him if you request that, if you're already enlisted. So I guess the next question is, when are they going to be released back again to the time that they were transported into the future where time had stopped for them during the World War II event? Don't know yet. Everybody is still battling out there. So, I guess back to you.
Okay, well, do you want to talk a little bit more about any battles, or is it one type of group, or is it basically everybody who's a time-traveling soldier?
Well, normally when battles happen, I'll say 90% of the time, unless there's a little force coming, all of them are ready, and they all engage, because the darkness can all of a sudden copy and paste a bunch of stuff at one time. So you might just see maybe a couple hundred alien ships coming, and then they keep copy and pasting, and you can have 1,000 of them. So, yeah, they're all engaged. It's not like just one group is out there. They're all there ready to engage. Oh, that's the way that works. And they don't stop until all the aliens are no longer ones that are coming forward. And a lot of times they go after where they came from. We'll go out as far in the beyond, all that we can track them, holding back their timeline. And the timeline would be in the past, okay? So, saying it a different way, as you first engage one of these alien ships, then at the same time you can see where they came from because they have a signature of that. So you go up, they're over here in this quadrant, way in the beyond, though. At that point, you already have it recorded. You can take the ship out, and then you follow where they came from and continually battling whatever is out there if that energy is a negative. Because remember, they had to come from someplace, and they may even be destroying planets out there that they came from. No. You know, otherwise, you could go on forever swatting flies. Got to go at the source of everything. That's the way it works. So, back to you.
Wow. Yeah, that could take forever. If we are going after them from where they came from, does that mean we're going back to their planet? Or just saying, like, hey, please don't continue coming here.
Yeah, we go into darkness. We follow the darkness back to where they came from. And then once all these strikes are made against that planet, that the planet still exists, and then it becomes light territory. All of a sudden, the planet turns into light with a new blueprint. And now it's there, and we integrate that into the light territory. So, back to you.
Well, okay, so if we are darkness, could somebody do that to us? Are we is there some faction of, like, natural aliens that are Earthlings, but we are going to other planets doing this to them?
Can you rephrase that?
Well, okay, so, like, if we are on planet Earth, are we stuck here, or are we able to go out to other planets and attack them? Like,
okay, we only attack planets or ships when they try to invade this planet.
Okay.
Like I mentioned on one of the shows, the Russians in the U.S. forces were attempting to hunt down aliens that were here that were not battling them, okay? And they were trying to leave. And I didn't like that because that isn't right. Even if they are your enemy, but they want to leave here, you know, I allowed them to get out of here because they weren't battling on the way out, okay?
Right.
And they are using that similar weapon that I talked about maybe a year ago, possibly, 6 months ago to a year ago, that the two gentlemen in the Pentagon had that they were wearing, some kind of pulse weapon. You just aim it, and then you lock your target, then you have a choice of, like if it's a person, having them just fall over dead just by stopping the whole energy in the body, or you have the choice of just having them be vaporized. And you can do many targets on it, but that's, I think that's what they're using, is just trying to vaporize these aliens with that maybe similar weapon, same weapon possibly. I'm not sure, but for me, if the aliens are trying to leave here, then let them get out of here if they're not choosing the battle, because they could have been here for a long time, still belong to the same race that was awakened here battling. They may have been sleeping, you know, and they're just getting up. They go, man, you know, I don't want to battle, you know, these whatever's here. I just want to leave. Well, there's no reason to have to take them out, you know, because of that. If they start to battle, that's a different situation. But to kill a life form, to me is not, you know, the proper thing. And we don't go after alien ships that are out there just floating around. Just because they may be a ship that could harm you. If they're not harming us or attacking, then they can be where they are. They can't come into the jurisdiction here of the planet. But if they're already here, then they can leave. So I'll put it that way. So back to you.
Okay, great. And then I know you kind of mentioned it a few days ago. You just said, now, this isn't necessarily the aliens, but if beings had done something that we would consider horrifically wrong to other humans, like humans doing things to other humans that are not good, they would, I believe you said, they would not be able to go to the new Earth. They would be stopped. Is that correct?
Well, put it in a different way. I don't think a human would harm a human, okay? And so I would say that these aliens have the human body suit on, mm-hmm. and they're doing this here. So with that, I would say that, you know, that's not good. And from there, they'll have consequences. Most of these beings, things, you know, try to leave here. And, you know, they get... in a sense, screened if they are attempting to leave through Antarctica or some other place. And, you know, they cannot leave. They get put into, they get exported, well, I'll just call it that way, into a cell out in the Beyondo for eternity.
Okay, good. It sounds like the three bad guys on Superman. Okay. All right, so our next question, it's actually not a question. Somebody just wanted to make sure that we mention every now and then we say, listen to the old shows because there's so many healings and so much wonderful information. And there's a whole section of shows that we rarely talk about. They are the CCR shows. And it's not happening anymore, but there are a lot of archives, and they're really good. And I think that they're longer than most normal shows. And it's right next to the front page of the website. It says CBS Radio. And right next to it, it says CCR Radio. And if you click on that or underneath it, it says archive. And there's a whole bunch more shows to listen to, and they're very interesting. So somebody just wanted to remind us, make sure we talk about it and let the new people know, or maybe even people who've been listening for a while. It's a whole other section of great things to listen to. I just wanted to mention that. Do you remember doing those CTR shows, Ron?
I don't remember. Well, let me see. I know that we've done them, okay? Kathy and myself, we did those shows. That's about all that I remember, okay? So that's it.
That's all right. Well, they're all recorded for that reason, so that people can listen to them again. And there's so many things that I covered. Like it's to the point where we don't even know what people don't quite know, maybe. So it's always good to, for us to listen and for other people to listen and then, you know, say, please talk about this again, because it was brought up on the show and we haven't talked about it recently, and I'm sure other people want to know. Okay, so let's see here. We have some new stuff coming in. Okay, for the Spirit in the Box release on your website where you go to pay, you have it listed as children 18 and under are free with participating parents. Personal pets are free. Personal house plants are free. Is this valid?
Somehow there must have been something put on there. That's not correct. I'll have to check into that.
So we're basically just paying $50 for each being, each human.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Including the children, because you still have to do the same amount of work, basically, for a child, because they've obviously been in divorce. But what about pets?
Yeah, the pets would probably be okay. I don't know if they're going to be, we could put pets down. I don't even know if they have them. No, those energies, it could be possible, but the pets are pretty much non-judgment, so there's no reason why they would use that spirit. They could, though.
Okay.
But anyway,
and
their lifetime isn't very long. I don't know. But yeah, if you wanted to put your pets in, that could work.
Okay.
With you free. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of a spirit from dogs and cats there.
Okay. But definitely if you want your children to do it as well, and I hope you do because it would be very beneficial for them, but then just pay $50 for each being that you want to have this clearing done for them. Okay. All right.
Energy the last couple of days have been kind of strange. My time, Pacific time, around 3 o'clock yesterday, got kind of goopy for a little bit. I don't know what was going on, but I don't know if they're doing CERN stuff or not over there in Switzerland or whatever, but it was definitely like kind of like being on a roller coaster ride a little bit there. Like maybe being turned off and on, or you're doing something and then you stop and then you don't know where you were, but you do know because you're in the middle of something and then you got to get kind of like rebooted up or something. Kind of like they were, kind of like shaking fleas off of a carpet or something, you know? And you had to land and get back onto the carpet, you know? Not that you're a flea, but that's, you know, that's the way to look at it. But anyway, maybe to the aliens, you're a flea. So anyway, that was kind of goopy yesterday. And even the day before, I think. Today wasn't bad. Maybe you got tired quicker. No, we are going into, like, I had an email from somebody else that I get emails from. I think the 8th is the full moon. So maybe that's being activated now. You may want to just note that, or maybe use some clearings. The full moon rising or something. That moon rising. The old song by what was the group? Bad Moon Rising.
CCR.
Oh, Michelle.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Who is it?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Ah, that's it. Yeah. I think so.
I love them. Yep. Must be a bad moon rising.
Yep, that's them. Yeah, Creedence. Yep. Anyway, could be coming.
Could be coming. There's a funny scene in this movie, the Big Lebowski, and he's given a police report, and he says, "Yeah, my car was stolen or something." And also, there was a Creedence Clearwater Revival tape in the tape deck. And the cop looks at him and he goes, "No, you're not getting that back." It's funny. Because, everybody likes CCR. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't even know what that is, really. I'm not really sure. Is it just a full moon? What is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get another clearing. Anybody have any suggestions out there? Maybe somebody should request a clearing for something that would benefit everybody. I'd also like to know if you feel different after having that bad year coming your way, you know? Because I know people are connected to that here, of stuff happening. And what are you going to be like when you turn 100? No? How are you going to turn 100? So anyway, back to you.
I don't know. I think at that point, a lot of people are really happy. They're like, "Wow, I made it this far. This is amazing." They don't have any fear. The good news is you're not going to die young. So there's all sorts of benefits to getting old, actually. Okay, so far as a clearing, I was wondering, I don't think it's happening now or anytime soon, but there have been all sorts of things like eclipses in the past year and blue moon. Wouldn't it like that help?
Yeah, I don't know how I would clear that right now.
Okay.
That'd be a little more complicated. And we do have the clearing on the website of the planet star vortexes here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could we do a clearing for inner ear canals and sinuses?
Okay, we could try something for that. So here we go. Ear problems, we'll say. So here we go. Releasing energies there. Remember, you've got to kind of pinpoint it if you would. So releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and... And let's see here. What I'm going to do is, this will be kind of interesting. As you have an issue and somebody connects to you, cords to you, and to your body, what we're going to do is open up your body energy and allow that cord to go through you so you're not attached to it. I want you to think of something that you dealt with, felt a ache or pain in your body instantly, and, you know, in intuitive, you turned around to look. Lo and behold, maybe this man or woman was looking at you. Oh, they did a psychic attack maybe on your right side or something. Body took the hit. So now what we're going to do is go back to that time and open up your body that is now invisible, nothing for it to get tagged onto, and we're now going to bring the energy through your body. Think of that time. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Michelle, back to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, so our next person that wrote in says, last night I was preparing for bed, so I put on the emotional clearing and the clearing finished, and then suddenly the computer went down for about a half an hour, and during that time and after that, they were yawning quite a bit. Their nose and eyes were running. They were blowing their nose, wiping their eyes, and yawning for about an hour afterwards. But the clearing had finished. And they're wondering if you have any idea what was happening there.
Well, typically, I would say your computer maybe was changed somewhat by being on a different timeline. And so then you were probably also on another timeline, dealing with your head situation of runny nose, et cetera. And then all of a sudden you got put back here, we'll say after that half an hour of time, and now you could look at your computer and reactivate it and put it on. So I would say both would be an abduction experience. The computer could be going to one place, and you could be going to another, or you could both be together in the same room. That's what it sounds like to me. You were in the Beyondo, and the aliens did something to you to have that happen to you. Kind of disconcerting, but this is life on Earth here. Back to you.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, you know, that similar thing has happened with me sometimes, but I honestly just thought my computer needed to be updated, but it could be that, because I would be in a different space, and it usually happens to me after I have done a significant amount of timeline crashes.
And another weird thing that some people do, I've only seen it happen once. It wasn't me doing it, but I saw someone else doing it next to me as I'm sitting in the car. This could happen to you, too. So you're in a parking stall, right? And have an automatic transmission, we'll say. So you're looking at the person next to you, and you see them shift the car. They're looking backwards. Instead of putting it into reverse, they put it into drive. Then they hit the car in front of them. So what is that, you know? You know, what happened to them in the process to not put the gear selector in the right range, you see? So, maybe they just landed in and didn't know how to work it instantly. Weird things happen like that. And normally, if you're used to driving a car, you know, this is like a automatic thing. You know, especially, you know, you put the car in reverse, and then the next program that you're dealing with is for you to look behind you. Well, this is one of those weird things that some people do. But what's, you know, I just see that as another abduction process, as the person thought they already did it, and maybe they got jerked out and put back in again with the gear selector and the wrong thing, and they just thought it was where it was. On another timeline, but the timeline that they're on now is actually in drive. So, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, maybe they're just personally on automatic pilot, or their mind is somewhere else. And they're just not quite paying attention until something kind of jars them. Okay. So about the spirit in the box, they're asking, should we do the spirit barcode removal in addition to the whole life emotional as sort of a insurance?
Yeah, you don't have to necessarily do the spirit barcode right now. You know, you'd be better off, you know, you have to do the whole lifetime emotional, yes. And that's not the unlimited, that's the whole lifetime one. That's where you, you know, have your whole age getting run down from this point down, you know, to conception. Whatever age you are, that's all cleared out. You may want to also do set sequence timing clearing. That puts your spirit more fully or into your body when you were not in your body throughout your life. So that includes when you were probably in pain, you know, maybe you took drugs or something, whatever, and your spirit wasn't with you. So, or maybe you're doing a lot of out-of-body experiences, but this allows your spirit to come back into you when you had difficulties or whatever's going on in your life when you weren't in your body. So it brings your spirit back to you during that time. That you could maybe call spirit retrieval, I guess. Now it would fit underneath that title. I won't, you know, the definition of that could be completely different. You know, shamans do that and New Age people do that, and not the same, but, you know, the name is there. So it could bring more of you here, and then from there, more of you that's here, if you cleaned out your body and your spirit got cleaned out, then you can go into the new earth with that energy. I could say that differently for a newbie. So let's say you did not do an emotional clearing. So what does that mean to your spirit? So know that your body now is infected with emotions, which will kill it. So that's a given. What about your spirit? Well, your spirit has the same energy on it as your physical body. So now your spirit would actually look like an emotional body. So could that emotional body go onto the new earth? No. But it's in judgment. So as you do the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime one, that also cleans off your spirit from those same emotions. Well, then that part of you could go over there. Naturally, you have other bodies too, but the emotional one is probably, you know, the most. Even if you're a man and you don't think you have emotions, believe me, things still hit you. And then, you know, you may want to do the mental clearing too, but the set sequence timing body is a good one to do. And, you know, maybe even, you know, the fear clearing. Everybody has fear typically. So the more you clean off of your spirit, you're cleaning your spirit off and your body in this lifetime, then that will be on the new earth. Now, when we take your spirit that's in the box, out of the box, and there could be maybe 3-4 boxes there that you kind of in there, decaying, we'll say, then we energize that and automatically put your spirit into the new earth where you can join it when you come there. You're in the present moment. Oh, you may have more spirit energy there than what you have in your body here. Oh, but at least we found you. So back to you.
Okay, well, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And we don't have too much time. Just a comment about the San Mateo versus the Los Angeles conference. Somebody did say in the San Mateo conference it's more intimate, less crowded, less light of the dark practitioners in size and attendees, and I would have to say that I have found that to be true as well. So, all right, I think that's it, Ron.
Okay, so it looks like it's time for our Mind to Heart drop, and here we go. So Mind a heart drop, so you have to command your spirit out loud. to help you. So by doing so, you say, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Now, to facilitate that action, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, Michelle, and the ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the program tonight. Bye. Blessings.